Last time we was at the day 14, we finished the suffering of aging, the suffering and illness already. Page number 446, and then now we come to the suffering for being suppressed from the beautiful.
Generally, here they talks about the different sufferings of the in this world. Yeah. Now, it talks about the sufferings of the, it's about the suffering of the being separated from the beautiful. Yeah. It means the suffering of the being separated from the, what you want. So this way you can see that you will be separated from the guru, disciple, relatives, friends, and the parents or dear ones. I think they have talked lots about the how the sufferings of the separating from the beautiful things. So that's why now the suffering of the getting the, now you can see here, this is the one of the generally the sufferings, the people always having that, the getting the separated from the beautiful things, means getting the separated from the what you really want. So that's why always people use to say that I missed this, I missed it. So that's a really is something like that. You are getting separated from the something. So it's only wherever I travel, I never miss something. That's maybe I don't have that suffering. So this English, this one saying. So they're saying that the wherever I lay my head, that is my home. So something I used to say like that, wherever I lay my head, this is my home. This English, they're saying like that one saying. So something like that, what happened is so I used to say that wherever I lay my head, there is my home. So like that. So here's the one other suffering is that generally we are getting the separated from the what, as in the liberation palm, it says beautiful things are separated from your parents or separated from your homeland or whatever. So these people have make it as the one problem or the one is as the one problem.
Yeah.
As the one suffering. So that's why mainly reason is you're having that suffering because you cannot accept it. So people, example, I would give you a very simple example. When you miss someone, actually, when you're feeling the missing someone, that is a situation or condition at that moment you cannot accept it. When you are from far away from the someone, when you cannot accept that situation, it's called missing. When you can accept that situation, it's called that you are thinking someone. You get my point. There, the difference is that when you cannot accept it, that moment, then it will come the missing. So when you are separated with the someone, when you cannot accept that situation, you cannot accept that point, then you feel start to feel the missing. Whenever you see the success of the other, then when you cannot accept it, it's called the jealous. When you can accept it, it's called the inspire. So only difference between jealous and inspire is that when you can accept it or not. Whenever you seize the success of others and if you cannot accept it, then it's called the jealous. Whenever you seize the success of others and when you can accept it, that's called the inspire. So something like that, when you look at the Buddha, and when you start to think of why the Buddha achieved the Buddhahood, why I'm not? If you look from this comparison point of view, even you will get jealous to the Buddha. So when you accept that a Buddha in order to achieve the Buddhahood, and you also think like a follow the Buddha to achieve that Buddhahood, then it's called the inspired by the Buddha. So this is something like that. Generally in the people's life, it's very difficult to accept something that what you don't like it. So that's why once you cannot accept it, so that's why it creates a lot of the problems. I mean the mental problems. So example, I will give a few days back. I think that my computer is quite old. So my computer, I went to make fix the computer. So I only did fix this maybe a few months back in the Bangalore. So I found it out that the 4 months back when they're fixing my computer, they is not fixed properly. So what I found it out that then the service center, the people in that service center have told me that in the previous 4 months back when I was fixing that computer in maybe 4 or 5 months back, I think it's Bangalore, they have not fixed it properly. They told me they deceived me. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so in the computer service center this time, what I found it out is the before when I was fixing it in the Bangalore, people have not fixed my computer properly. And this time, they told me that the last time, wherever I fixed the computer, that place, that the service person of that place of the last time have deceived me. They have not fixed the computer properly. Yeah. So one thing is that data. So point is that, so I just told the person, this time person, maybe they deceived me. That might be in my karma to deceive. So point is a very simple, that whatever they have done is accept that condition or not to accept. Once I could not accept that condition, only thing I hurt myself. So something like that, that's why sometimes we have to accept a lot of things, especially when you see the success of the other, sometimes we have to accept that. Once we cannot accept that, then it will hurt us, then it will trigger the jealous. So this is the one point. So whether you not accept it, whether you not accept it, it's not going to make any difference to that person whom you are getting the jealous. This is the one first thing the Buddha, so that's why when you are getting the separated from the someone, most important thing is we have to learn the acceptance. That's why the first thing Buddha was giving the teaching, he talked about the suffering. At that moment, he's teaching out the acceptance. When you have to accept that, then a lot of the things can be changed. So something like that. So that's why I think you just ask them, have you heard there's a book called The Seven Habits of the Highly Effective People? So something like that, well, the Buddhism also like that, something like that, where a lot of the, we have to get the new habits. Right now, so changes of the habits. So what you become the start of the Buddhist practicing, what new habit you have adopted, that's a very important. So mainly people right now, when they become the Buddhist, they will only try to change the changes of the, some of the physical things, like they will start to wear the rosary or mala. That is not a big issue. When you start to become the Buddhist practitioner, something should be changed from the inside. You should have the new habits. So new habit, first habit is that you have to know the acceptance. Acceptance of the sufferings. Acceptance of the all these dead sufferings. Then that is the first thing you have to change when you try, when you become the Buddhist. So that's why when the Buddha's the first teaching, he gives the talk about the truth of the suffering. That moment he's trying to teach us the acceptance of the suffering. Acceptance, it's okay, now you got it up to here, the point, no? So that's why acceptance, this is the one of the habit, there were the few habits of the very highly happiest people. Yeah, the few habits of the highly, not effective people, I will say that they are the few of the habits of the highly happiest peoples. The first habit is that the acceptance, okay? This, I think, book, The Seven Habits of the Highly Effective People, I think that book is quite famous. Even they teach in the, some of the university or the management schools. So now I will change with that little bit topic. I will say The Seven Habits of the Highly Happiest Peoples. So that's the first thing is the acceptance. So that's why here when they're in the Lamrim, they are talking of a lot of the sufferings. They're teaching us a lot of these are the sufferings, the challenges here, so that we have to accept it. When we are saying the accept it, I don't mean that we are born to suffer. No, that's a very wrong idea, okay? We are not born to the suffer. We are born to the overcome the suffering. That we have to keep in the mind. We are not born to the suffer. We are born to the overcome the suffering, okay? So this time, last time when I was introducing the general meditation in the hospital, not only the introduction, then I told them the one called, we call the order cessation. Sometimes you have to keep in your mind some of the giving your message, some of the give the message to the yourself. Just we call it the order cessation. I don't know how to say that. Order cessation. Yeah, quite good. Yeah. So remind yourself that you can overcome the suffering. You can overcome the suffering. Generally, when the people's mind is very strange, when you get the one of the difficulties, and then your mind will become more weak and weak and weak when you have to challenge the suffering. So that's why you have to remind yourself that you can overcome it. That we might call the auto cessation. So that's, I told that in the hospital that sometimes you have to think that you can do it, you can overcome it. So that's why same thing like that, when in the Buddhism teaching, what you have to know is that we are not born to suffer. We are born to overcome the suffering. That's that we have that potential. Last time in the Taiwan, one person asked me the very good question. He told he's a Christian. So can I practice the these or the Buddhist practices? Really very good question. I told the other in the Buddhism, the other practice is not a practice which can be done by every human. It is not necessary to be the Buddhist. So that's why, like these practices, what in the Lamri, whatever these practices, it can be done with any humans. It's just teaching us how we have to look at the suffering and the challenges in the life. So some like a merit field practice is really, it's very difficult for the non-Buddhist, especially merit field practice. Even in the Buddhist, some of the tradition very difficult in the Lamri, in these parts, the merit field practice are like this. But the some like this, the here today, what I'm talking of the generally suffering, how we have to look at the suffering. These point practices, the Buddhism, I mean, these practices can be done by every human. Because my own experience, I introduced these practices in the hospital who are having the anxiety and the stress people. And I also saw very effective. Okay, yesterday, the one more thing is yesterday, the packed meditation session, today we finished the 1 week, isn't it? After 1 week later, if you want to share the how it affects on your physical body, so I would like to listen, okay? If you want to keep this very privacy, okay, then it's okay. It's also okay, okay. Okay, now you can see the suffering, okay? Now that you can see the suffering of the two sufferings. Now the first suffering is it talks about the suffering of the separated from the beautiful thing, suffering of the meeting with the ugly. Now the two sufferings, now it talks about. Yeah, so something like, so that's why, as I told, okay, those are two sufferings. Now that you have to know that generally when you have that, this faces the difficulty, as the how we have to deal with it. Generally, whenever people face deep suffering and difficulty, they will get demoralized. That becomes our habit. We have to change that habit. We have to bring the new habit whenever we face the sufferings or the challenges. So that's why, as you can see, the two of the sufferings, first we have to accept it. When you are separated from different things, you have to accept it. You have to think that not only you, they are the millions of the people are like that. Whenever you face the ugly things, when you meet the ugly things, you have to accept it. Because millions of people, the same thing, like they are facing or they are meeting the ugly things. But here, ugly means the unpleasant, okay? Just generally, beautiful and ugly is generally very much interdependent. Okay, here, what I mean, here is talk, ugly is unpleasant, okay? So pleasant and unpleasant, same, the situation is something, it's sometimes what we feel is unpleasant. It might be reality of pleasant. So this is something like this. So that's why that pleasant or unpleasant, beauty and ugly, the most it's up to you the how you will look at it. So whenever you're meeting with the sun at unpleasant, that's how you are making it unpleasant. In the reality, it might not be unpleasant, but you see as unpleasant. Okay. Okay, so something like that, yeah. Okay, so you can see the suffering of the meeting with the unpleasant. So sometimes it's something meeting with the unpleasant. People usually, when they had the difficulties or the something like a difficulties or the whatever, so what will they do is they have the two things usually they will do. Whenever they faces the difficulties, or whenever they faces difficulties, okay? Whether blame to others or blame to the self. Normally people do the two these things. Whether some people will blame for themselves, some people will blame for the others. When the people started the blame for the self, why me, too much of the blaming for the self, then they will generate the more stress, more depression. When the people started the blame for the other, they will generate the more anger. Usually, normally people, when they face the unpleasant situation, when they face meet with the unpleasant situation, they will do the two things, blame for the self or blame for the others. Normally people will do that. What you do, just think, okay? Ask yourself this question, whenever you faces the difficulties or whenever you faces meet with unpleasant situation, what are you doing? What you used to do? Ask this question yourself, okay? Blame me most of the time, you blame yourself or you blame others. In the monastery, when the small kids, monks, sometimes when we ask them to read the test and to memorize the test book, over time, when you ask, they will feel very unpleasant. And they might, at that time, they might be blaming their master, no? Because the master, they face the unpleasant. Okay, so that's why the important thing is now, and like this, the situation of the unpleasant when you meet, now you have to know that how you have to deal with this. Especially, you have to, this is the one old habits we are having. We have to change that habit. When we face the, or when we meet the unpleasant thing, we will blame ourselves or we will try to blame others. Always we used to do that. Now we have to change that habit. Blamings other, the blamings other will not help. Not help. Generally, said that the females more started to blame for self. Male, they will blame for the more for the others. That is a, something, the biological response. Whenever they faces the difficulty, the unpleasant, mostly, I'm not 100%, mostly female will blame for the self. Male more blame for the others. That is something I like, the biological response. Whenever they faces the unpleasant situation or whenever they meet the, some of the unpleasant condition. So that's why Buddha make the big difference between the rules for the monks and the nuns. So only 256. Nuns are more than 300. We see to Buddha have said that because of biologically the thinking might be slightly different. Now here there is no question arises, okay, who is more smart? Okay, there is no question who is more smart, okay, male or female, who is more smart? That's it, there is no question this arises, okay? When I say this question not arise, I'm sure that later on you will ask me that question, who is more smart? Generally, I think that there is one saying. Generally, the saying is something like that, who is more smart, okay? Man or female, okay? Because the one thing is, very thing is, the one thing is question. So they, generally, there is no questions at all, who is the more smart, and who is more smart, and who is more clever. There is no question arises at all. So that's why, my point is, that's why the how we generally, biological response might be different whenever they faces the, meet the unpleasant situations, okay? Unpleasant conditions, okay? So that's why the, but the blame for the self or the blame for the others. Normally, what we'll do that. So now in the liberation form, in the lumbering practice, what we have to put a new habit, whenever we faces the, some of the, meet the unpleasant situation, what we have to do? That is the one big questions comes, yeah. So that's why what we have to do is that whenever we face an unpleasant situation, as I told, number one, what a new habit, what we have to accept it. Because we are under samsara. Once we are under samsara, here the Buddhism point is that we are under samsara, there will be the like this or the suffering. Not only you, whoever reside in this samsara have to face or that have to face like this sufferings. That the first point you have to know, the acceptance. So that is the first point, what you have to do, number first point, yeah. Then the second point, when the unpleasant situation or the when the suffering comes, you have to look at this problem with a two way, whether you have the solution or not solution. That is the what the Bodhisattva Avatar Acharya, it's said in Bodhisattva Avatar Acharya, Fong Chunju Nan Lab Yorva, Chunju Lakala Namkil Otichik Lab Dharva. And that has in said that, that they will, whenever face there's a difficulty or the challenges comes, you have to look to the two way, whether you have the solution or not. Every challenges, every difficulty, every unpleasant situation, whenever you meet in your life, you have to look at the thing, the two points, whether you have the solution or not to overcome that. When you have the solution to overcome this suffering and that difficulty, then why you have to worry? You don't have to worry. Once you have the, once you don't have the solution to overcome that challenges or difficulty, then why the, what use of the worry? So that's why whenever you look at the challenge or unpleasant situation, whatever you meet in your life, you have to look in the two points. This is the now the second habit you have to put in your mind. Okay. Whenever you look at the challenges or the difficulties of the challenges or the suffering comes in your life, you have to look at the two points. First, you have the solution or not. Once you have the solution, why to worry? Once you know, once you don't have the solution, what use of the worrying? This is the second habit you have to put in your mind. Okay. Whenever you see any difficulties, okay. Okay, so that is the second point of our habit, okay? There is a one of the, I will get you, there is a one word in the Bodhisattva Avataracharya, okay? So this is the solution, the second habit, okay? Whenever you look at the difficult challenges, you have to look at that point, okay? Not to blame, okay? So that's why people are feeling the very difficult to the, say the sorry whenever they make the mistake, admit their mistake. It's a very difficult. So I never experienced with my students saying the sorry or whenever they make the mistake. Very difficult to admit the mistake. Because they always, they are like, they are blame for the others, blaming. They all play the blaming game all the time. So they cannot accept or admit whatever their mistake they have done. I've never met any of my students who admitted their mistakes. So that's because of the blaming game. Always you try to blame for the others and blame for the others. So that's why it's very difficult to you, to the self, for admit your mistakes. Because always you will find some excuse to put the blame on others. Yeah, so, okay. So, yeah. Okay, so now we have to go, we will go from that, okay? Now the, just look at your life and think that how many you have admitted your mistakes for the others, okay? Just think that, okay? I think one or two in your whole life, how many mistakes you have admitted? Maybe one or two. I'm not asking to admit to the, some other people's, okay? Just admit in the, your home. How many times have you admitted your mistake in your home, okay? Very rarely. Because the, because that shows very clear. It shows that you always blame for the others. Because you always feel that you are right. You have done nothing wrong. Every wrong, whatever happened, is the because of the other. I think in a monastery, one small kid, I mean the monk, maybe 9 or 10 years old, like that small kid monk, 9 years or 10 years old monk. So I told him, okay, one time I told him, okay, is there any mistake I do? Is there any mistake I can do? You can tell me. First, he was just small. Then I told him, no, today I will tell you nothing. Really, I will not scold you. Just tell me whatever mistake I do. Then that the small kid monk, 9 years old, 15 minutes, he was giving up 10 or 15 minutes, give a lengthy talk about what mistake I make. 10 minutes, he told me the what mistakes I make. So he told me, number one, he told me, Rinpoche, you never look at the student properly. Even when you are studying, you are saying that we are not studying. So 9 years old kid, if the, I give this, I was completely surprised to hear. 10 or 15 minutes, he talks about all my mistakes. But that 9 years old, 3 times fail in the first standard class. 3 times he fails his first standard class. 3 times failure. Even when I let him to tell the mistakes, he will tell the 10 or 15 minute mistakes of the others. Yeah, quite amazing. No? Also quite interesting. He's just 9 years old, okay? 3 times fail in the first standard class. When I let him to talk about my mistake, he gives 10 or 15 minutes, quite long talk about my mistake. Very interesting, very interesting. So showing the mistake of the other is not a big thing at all. You have to know the one thing. Try to see the whatever the wrong thing you have done from the your side. That's a very important. Thousands of the students. I never met the one student who admits that they are mistake. Okay. So where are we? Okay. Okay. So that's why now the here's the point. So we can see that no faces that now whenever you, because the now the whenever we face the any sufferings that we hear, sufferings of the unpleasant situation, we will try to blame the others. So that's why the second thing is that was accepted, then look at the difficulties and whether you have a solution or not. I think that's second step, okay, when you look at the sufferings.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you can see in the now you can see in the liberation of palm, okay? If someone is unfortunate, you can see the uncircumstances arises and your suffer great mental and the bodily while they're still in the middle of the your duties. Even this is a false due to the nature of your still being the samsara. Can you see it?
Yes. Yep.
For example, a donkey has a carrying the heavy loads, many sores on the, his back by its virtue of the, his own karma. If it were commonly impossible, it would not happen. Okay, now this is a third habit. It's talking about a third habit. Now, whenever we face the unpleasant situation, whenever we meet the some of the sufferings, the third says we have to think we are in a samsara. When we're in the samsara, that's why we have to face about the unpleasant situation. So you can see very clearly that the, if some unfortunate circumstances arises, you are suffer great mental and the bodily fatigue while still in the middle of the, your duties. Even it is a fault due to the nature of the nature to your still being in the samsara. Due to the, your nature to still being in the samsara. This is a, something like the very important point that, that this is the third habit we have to put whenever we faces the any bad circumstances. Always have to remind ourselves we are in the samsara. We will have like this suffering all the time because of the bad karma. This is the third habit we have to put in our mind whenever we face the circumstances. Okay. So that's why you can see that. That's why you can see this. For example, when the donkey was carrying a heavy load, that makes the source on his back. It's a virtue of its own karma. If it were impossible, it would not happen. So that's why it's talking about the karma. The third habit, as I told you, third habit, what we have to get, a new habit is the third habit. What we should have is that whenever we see the difficulties or faces any of the unpleasant situation, what we have to think, that is that we are born in the samsara, that's we are having it because of our own negative karma. So that's why this is the third habit. What we have, the third habit, or as I told you before, there will be the seven habits. So seven habits for the highly happiest people. Now the third habit is that what you have to do is whenever you face some difficulties or whenever you meet some unpleasant situation, you have to think that that is the because of the your negative karma. You are in the samsara, that's the reason. So you are in the samsara, so that's why you have to bear that all the results of the negative karma. You know. Okay, so where were we now?
You just said that you finished about the third habit.
Okay. Okay. This is the third habit. Okay. Okay. So last time I think I was in the Vietnam. One gentleman asked me the one question. Very good question. He asked me that his mother used to go to the temple. Then he asked his mother, what kind of the benefit you will get for going to the temple? He told me that his mother explained something to him, but his mother's answer is not satisfy him. He is not satisfied with his mother's answer. He asked his mother that why you are going to the temple? What kind of the benefit you will get for the going to the temple? So he told that his mother explained and gave some answer, but he is not satisfied with his mother's answer. Very good question he asked. Very good question. Yeah, Fong, you remember, isn't it? It's in the south. It's in Ho Chi Minh, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in a company, Rinpoche, in the south.
Company, yeah, in the company. Yeah, company, yeah. Yeah. So now situation is a little different. Now I'm getting the more and more scientific proof how the Buddhist meditation can help the people. How can it reduce the anxiety and the stress? Now not in the religion. Now I'm getting the more scientific evidence. Okay. So now we will talk of the suffering of the meeting the ugly, no? Okay, now after that there is the suffering of the meeting the ugly, isn't it? That's when you look at this chapters, maybe you can read in elaboration. Okay. Yeah. Okay, you got it, no? Okay, and then Okay, so where are we? Now the suffering of the meeting the ugly. Then after that, now the which suffering? The thinking about suffering of the seeking the things we don't desire, but not finding them, isn't it? Okay. Now in this chapter, it talks about only suffering and the suffering and the suffering. Maybe you get bored with the listening too much of the suffering. When we were a kid in a monastery, master used to teach us all this, and they talks about the hell and all these things, no?
Pardon, Gela?
When we were a kid, and our master used to teach us all the hell the other day. Different hells, old hell and gold hell, the 18th master teach, yeah? So this time, when I was giving the one talk in the Buddhist college, I told the one thing. So the Jewish have only one hell, Christian have only one hell, Muslim have only one hell, Buddhist have 18 hells. So Buddhist having the 18 hells. So I told, it's too much. So again, you look very strange. Christian have only one heaven. Muslim have only one heaven, Jewish have only one heaven, Buddhists have, I mean, the more than hundreds of the pure land. Avalokiteshvara pure land, Manjushri Buddha's pure land, Madison Buddha pure land, I think more than hundreds pure lands. So that's why, One good thing is that you have a lot of the choice of the heaven. One bad thing is that that's why you will get so confused where to go. When you're having a lot, good thing is having a lot of the choice. Bad thing is getting the more confused where to go, no? So that's why in the liberation palm, so it talks about a lot of the hells, no? A lot of the hells. I think in the Lamrim it talks about 18 different hells. So sometimes I feel that's a too much. So that's why here, whenever you see that this time, they all talk about the suffering, a lot of things, the suffering. But this is the point of it. They talk about the suffering. Also, as I told you, also they will teach us that how to look at the suffering, how we can overcome the suffering. They teach also these methods. So as you can see, these all the liberation chapters up till this chapter, they talk a lot about the suffering of the samsara. Because they talk about the samsara, in the course of the video, they are teaching us, so the first thing is, as I told you, they are teaching us how to look at the suffering, and how to think about the suffering. So that's why here the point is that the first thing is how to accept the suffering. How to look at the suffering, how we have to think about the suffering. These are three steps. These are the three habits what we have to put in our mind whenever we face the unpleasantness of the situation. Yeah, so something like that. So this is something like that, as I told you, because the acceptance is something. First, the step is acceptance. The suffering is that we have to think we are in the samsara. There's a samsara, there are a lot of the challenges, a lot of the difficulties, a lot of the unpleasant situation. It may come. First thing is that we have to accept it by thinking that way. Second point, as I told you, how to look at the suffering. We have to see whether we have the solution or not. That's the second point, second step. The third step is, as I told you, how we think about the suffering. Whenever we start to think of the suffering, we have to think that it's a result of our past life, negative karma. So that's why suffering is an unpleasant situation, as I told you, because sometimes we have to give the auto-cessation. Auto-cessation means that we have to think that I can overcome all the unpleasant situations. Sometimes you have to keep the telling on your mind. Telling by yourself, I can overcome it, I can do it. Like this, you have to remind yourself, or you have to keep that, to tell yourself. Most of the people always give this advice, and whenever you look at someone advice, or when they tell you cannot do it, if you ask the question why you cannot do it, what the answer you will get. Whenever you're doing some job or something, or some new plan or something, like whenever you have something in your mind you are trying to do, when you ask the people, some people might say that, oh, you cannot do it. If you ask them the why you cannot do it, the answer is very simple. Because answer is very simple, because they cannot do it. Once they cannot do it, they feel that everyone cannot do that. That is the human psychology. Once they cannot do it, they will tell everyone that you cannot do that. So this is something. So that's why what you have to think. So every unpleasant or the challenges, what you have to give your mind or give yourself the one message that you can do it. You can overcome these old sufferings. That's what we call the courage. So that's why. So the courage is only how you can get the courage. That only you can generate the courage. It depends up to you. So some of the courage is something like that. What you can do is you have to remind yourself whenever you face any unpleasant situation, whenever you meet the sufferings, or whenever you face the difficulties, you have to give yourself a courage that you have to give you have to remind yourself that you can do it. First time that they're not that strong. Whenever you start to think that you can do it, when you think once or twice or thrice, then that thought will become more stronger. Then your feeling gets more strong. Yeah. Tibetan way of the one saying, when the humans get desperate, they will pray for the god. When a human fong, mi wu tu na se, when a human get desperate, they will pray for God. When God get desperate, he will tell a lie. Okay, I like it very much of the Tibetan, but what we are saying, this one saying, Tibetan, I like it very much. Because when we get the desperate, certainly we try to seek some of the help from the outside. some when we get the desperate, we are not knowing that there's so much thing we can do from the inside. We forget that. That's why Buddha said the one thing. He said that I'll show you the path towards the liberation. Now whether you can achieve it or not, it depends up to you. Yeah, so something like that. So lots of the things that from the changes of our insight, it can change a really lot in life. So that's why here all the liberation, all these practices, whatever they're talking about, they change. It depends on how we can change way of the thinking, how we can change it. So once we change of the way of the thinking, that's called the real Dharma. Okay, so thank you. So we will stop here. Okay, so we will stop here. Okay.